The trailers you see on semi-trucks are great for packing and moving goods, but they're not always good for fuel economy. As Ryan Morden reports, researchers at Clarkson University in northern New York have designed a product to reduce drag from those trailers and improve gas mileage.
Gene Frampas is a truck driver from Texas, stopping to take a break at a gas station outside of Syracuse, New York. I asked him how much he spends on fuel.
45 to 50,000 miles a year.
That's as much as the median household income in the United States. Frampas's rig is just one of approximately 2 million registered in the United States, burning billions of gallons of gas each year. Ken Visser is a professor from Clarkson University and a former engineer at NASA and Boeing. He says a lot of work has been done to reduce drag on the front end with sleeker semi-trucks, but the boxy trailers have still been a problem.
If you take a look at a semi-truck trailer driving down the road, it's probably the worst aerodynamic, thing that could cross your mind.
For the past decade, Visser and his students have been working to come up with a device to improve the aerodynamics of the truck. Improving airflow around the truck would make it easier to cut through air resistance on the highway. The result of that research looks like the flaps on a Chinese food takeout box, tipped on its side.
So what's happening when we put this device on the back? Is it stabilizing the flow? Is it reducing that kind of turbulence? Is it increasing the pressure on the back?
At Clarkson, they can answer those questions by replicating driving conditions on the highway in their labs by putting scale models of semi-trucks into giant wind tunnels.
We put in an artificial roadbed, goes in here, and then the truck goes on top of that.
Graduate student Josh Kess shows me a model truck and a closet full of those carry-out carton panel attachments.
So we have about 15 of these different rear ends. They're all a little bit different.
They've all been tested in the wind tunnel. Professor Visser says the one that did the best there was tested by a real trucking company.
So we built a prototype, and we put it onto one of their rigs, and they drove it back and forth across the country, and it showed a marked improvement in the fuel mileage.
It's now being built by AT Dynamics, and it's called the Trailer Tail. Close to 1,000 are on the road, and Visser says 3,500 are on order. He calls that just the beginning. With demands for fuel efficiency rising along with oil prices, he estimates that truckers can save $1,500 a year on fuel costs using a trailer tail.
If you charged $1,500 for one of these, you'd make your return on your investment in a year. Anybody would go for that. If you charge $3,000, you get your return on your investment in 2 years. Anybody would go on that.
Right now, the trailer tail only works with trucks that have French door-style openings on the back. Next, they'll research how the technology might apply to trucks with garage door-style openings. For NPR News, I'm Ryan Morden.
This is NPR News.